Greetings, my mystics. Praises be to the Most High, Jah, Rastafari, King Selassie, Kings of Kings, Lords of Lords, Holy Emperor, I. For my spiritual tribe, in search of finding their center, this is for you. It has taken me only but a decade, and I say this wittingly, to finally dedicate myself to completing this task wholeheartedly. I have created platforms and watched so many friends trot on their journey, and I must say, be rather successful at it. Yet it wasn't enough for me to be serious with myself, my knowledge, my power, and most importantly, my craft. I talked everyone into doing what their heart desired, yet doubted this amazing gift that I'm blessed with. My fears definitely rode a bigger horse than my faith. Let's just say I was a plain old hypocrite. Here it is. I built my tribe with social media as my face and voice, yet my volume was stuck at 5. My mystics pushed me day in and day out, continuously, and let me not dilute them, because their words of encouragement is why I am here today, fully committing myself to this podcast. I knew what I wanted to be. I knew what I needed to empower all that I encountered, but I also knew I wasn't quite disciplined yet. Over the past decade, I have taken the time to become an honest woman. And even though I still struggle occasionally with exposing my entire truths, eventually, I do, in hopes of it assisting any woman or man that may come along. Vulnerability is not my strong suit, and as an Aquarian, I simply can't be anything less than perfect. So just as water meets a wall, I don't attempt to go through it. I merely flow around. Free-spirited as I am, I just let things be. Questioning who and when would all really accept and embrace me played in my head like ping pong. The mind, what a terrible thing to waste. Okay, I'm going to do it. Yes, today's the day. Sure, I asked everyone for their opinion. Hey, could you guide me to do this? Then you know what? I don't do it at all. Typical Shanique. Because one day, I would get to it once again, allowing my fear to steer this ship. It wasn't until I moved to New Orleans, my sweet, sweet Nola, to whom I owe my absolute all, that I finally felt welcomed and accepted. Their open-mindedness to spellbinding, crystal-loving, magic-working, universe-studying, crafts invited me, then swallowed me in whole and nestled me in their bosom like a nursing child. Jeez, Mom, I'm ready to be fed. Here I learned to embrace that I was always different, and different didn't mean I had to be an outcast. I mean, we lived next to cemeteries and walked amongst the voodoo shops while drinking alcohol and inviting spirits. This became my new norm. For once in my life, I didn't have to question why I loved numbers or rearranging them according to meaning and power as I finally understood it. A witch was born. All praises to my son, who went through the wacky stages and phases with me. Through this teaching, I learned his empathic ways and needs, and we were able to build a solid relationship. Welcome to my podcast. Our journey to enlightenment has begun. My mystics, I have arrived. Let's do this together with peace, love, understanding, as little judgment as possible, if none at all. Let's just welcome everything and anything that could just bring positivity to us. Let's just say Helga is ready. Peace and light.